News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's longest running festival is kicking off in Killorgan in County Kerry tomorrow. Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, is someone who's attended pretty much every year of his life and is with us now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan, to you and your listeners. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Michael, again, slight changes. The puck doesn't stay up there for a couple of days. He's only there for a couple of hours before he's returned to his throne room at ground level.
Well, first of all, the organisers have always worked in conjunction with very excellent veterinary people who have advised them as to what is the right thing to do. Now, they've always made adjustments and changes with the moving times. And Puck is a very successful festival, and all roads lead to Kerry and to Killorgan for the 10th, the 11th and the 12th. But I just want to say one thing with regard to animal husbandry. Anybody that knows anything about animals knows that the one way you can judge the welfare of an animal is if they put on weight. Now, when a Puck goat is captured, the very first thing that is done is they're weighed, and then the vets check them, and everything is always done in an excellent fashion. And when the goats are released, they're always in better condition than what they were when they actually were captured.
We can't speak to the goat and ask how he got on up there, but it must be a somewhat unnerving experience because it's not what he's used to.
Not at all. If I was a goat up above around Ballyclave or Clinbear Mountain Stage, and if I knew that there was people out, and if I knew what was ahead of me, I'd be coming forward from the crowd looking to be captured, because they're treated so well. Their toenails are clipped, they're groomed, they're fed, they're treated. And like I say, when they're released, they're in better condition than what they were when they were actually caught in the first place. And outside of the goat itself, the safety people, the safety marshals, the publicans in town, the business people, everybody pulls together. It's not just the excellent hardworking committee. It's all the business people in the community. It's all the locals working to put on what is an excellent, unique fair. You wouldn't find it in any part of Ireland or indeed any other part of Europe or the world. It's a unique experience, and people and families have been going there for generations. Okay. And the one thing that I would do is I'd encourage you, whether you're an Irish person or a person visiting this country, there is no place in the country to be for the next couple of days, only to be in Puck. The weather is excellent, and the people are waiting to meet you and greet you and give you an experience of a lifetime.
Well, I have to say there's bound to be a few votes in Killorgan for that at least, Michael. But just to finish up, Banksy put a goat on top of a building in London. They're saying it might be a nod to the Puck Fair. Have you seen it?
Well, I have seen it. I actually saw reports on that, and I saw the image. The Puck goat actually has his head a little bit down in the picture. And when I see the goats always have their heads up because they're so glad to be where they are, and they're so glad to have been captured and to have been given the honour of being Puck goat for each and every year. And just one word, we have a queen of Puck. And this year, I just want to especially congratulate the young Kingston girl who is the queen of Puck for this year, and her ladies in waiting. That's a lovely experience for young teenagers or young people out in life to have that. And I just want to wish everybody good luck. And like I say, all roads lead to Killorgan and County Kerry for the next number of days.
Michael Healy-Ray, independent TD for Kerry and apparently goat whisperer. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.